Good morning. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjul Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Complaints filed against 5 out of 3,487 candidates ahead of March 5 House elections. Election Commission to publish preliminary list of candidates today. Central Security Committee calls for reliable and systematic election security. Cyber Police Unit activated to monitor election campaign online. National Examination Board publishes SEE written for this year. Exam postponed by 12 days due to March 5 elections. And Israeli strike in Gaza kills 3 journalists. Israel says a strike targeted drone operators affiliated with Hamas. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission is set to publish the list of candidates for the House of Representatives election today following the completion of the nomination process on Tuesday. According to Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, a total of 3,487 candidates have registered across all 665 constituencies, including 3,089 men, 396 women and one third gender candidate. Complaints regarding the eligibility of 5 candidates from 4 constituencies, Sunsari 2, Rautahat 1, Bhaktapur 2 and Koilali 1, were filed on Wednesday and are currently under review. Decisions on these complaints are expected by 5 p.m. today. The preliminary list of candidates will be published between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. today. Candidates will have the opportunity to withdraw their nominations on Friday, January 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The final list will be issued the same day between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m. with election symbols allotted from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Meanwhile, women make up only 12% of candidates in the first-past-the-post race for the House of Representatives election, despite the constitutional provision ensuring 33% women's participation. According to Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the number of women candidates contesting in 165 constituencies remain very low. He said, political parties have largely fulfilled their 33% requirement through the proportional representation system rather than by fielding women in the first-past-the-post contest. Among major parties, the Nepali Congress has nominated 11 women candidates, while CPN-UML and the Nepali Communist Party have each fielded 8 women. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has nominated 13 women candidates, while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has fielded 9. Election officials say the overall number of women candidates is lower than the previous election. Legal experts argue that if political parties continue to confine women mainly to proportional representation seats, legal provisions may need to be reviewed to ensure stronger participation of women in direct elections. The government has directed district security committees across the country to further strengthen security arrangements for the upcoming House elections. A meeting of the Central Security Committee chaired by Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial emphasized the need to make election security more reliable and systematic, particularly to ensure a safe environment for election campaigns by political parties and candidates. According to the Home Minister's Secretariat, the meeting decided to activate all coordination mechanisms formed for election-related programs. It also resolved to make social media monitoring more effective to prevent misuse during the election campaign period. The meeting also reviewed participation preparations for all 4 security agencies under the Integrated Election Security Plan 2082 Bikram Samvat, which is currently in force. Meanwhile, authorities have decided to enhance monitoring of social media to prevent misuse, including smear campaigns and the spread of misinformation and disinformation. A cyber police unit has been activated at the Nepal Police Cyber Bureau in Bhotaiti, Kathmandu, with a dedicated monitoring desk already operational. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial said coordination has been established with the telephone and internet service providers to curb the spread of deep fake content, warning that legal measures will be strictly enforced during the election period. Chief of Army Staff Ashok Raj Sigdel has said that the current international and regional security environment has become multidimensional, complex and increasingly challenging. Speaking at a seminar on the role of Defence University in Nepal's national security, national unity and prosperity, organised by the Infrastructure Development Committee of the National Defence University, Chief of Army Staff Sigdel said national security is being challenged by weak and interest-based multilateral alliances, the extensive use and misuse of information technology, and the declining decision-making capacity of small nations. He noted that Nepal's geopolitical position, fluid political situation, migration, reliance on foreign employment, declining agriculture and rising imports have added complexities to the country's economic and social security. The National Defence University, being constructed in Banepa municipality of Kabripalanchok district at an estimated cost of ₹8.63 billion, is preparing to begin academic operations from July. Nepal and India have signed a memorandum of understanding to enable the advance exchange of information on exports and imports, aiming to enhance trade efficiency and customs cooperation between the two countries. The MOU was signed in New Delhi by Director General of Nepal's Department of Customs, Sam Prasad Bhandari, and Chairman of India's Central Board of Indirect Taxes and Customs, Vivek Chaturvedi. According to officials, the agreement aligns with international standards that allow major trading partners to share export data in advance. The MOU is expected to strengthen customs control and facilitate trade through improved risk analysis, helping reduce clearance time and ensure secure international trade. The National Examination Board has published the examination routine for the Secondary Education Examination or SEE for the year 2026. According to the Office of the Controller of Examination, the SEE will begin on Thursday, April 2nd and will continue nationwide until Sunday, April 12th. Examination Controller Tukraj Adhikari said this year's SEE has been postponed by about 12 days compared to previous years due to the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5. The board said around 517,000 students have been registered to appear in this year's examination. The Department of Immigration has stated that 90 Nepali citizens have been deported from the United States and have arrived in Kathmandu on a chartered flight. Director General of the Department, Ramchandra Tiwari, said that more than 400 Nepalese have so far been deported from the U.S. He said those deported include individuals who do not have proper documents to live and work in the United States or who violated immigration laws. The Nepal Police Bureau of Anti-Human Trafficking has begun investigations into the cases. The Bureau has asked the deported individuals to lodge complaints if they were victims of human trafficking. Authorities have said the deported citizens will be handed over to their families after completing necessary investigations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now onto an international news update. At least three Palestinian journalists have been killed in an Israeli strike in central Gaza, according to first responders and Gaza's Hamas-run civil defense agency. As reported by the BBC, the journalists were working for an Egyptian relief organization. Their car was hit in Al Jara area while on a humanitarian mission. The Israeli military said it targeted several suspects who operated a drone affiliated with Hamas in a manner that posed a threat to its troops. The incident is under investigation. Meanwhile, efforts towards peace and reconstruction continue. Several Muslim-majority countries, including Saudi Arabia, Turkey and Egypt, have agreed to join U.S. President Donald Trump's newly proposed Board of Peace, aimed at consolidating a permanent ceasefire in Gaza and supporting reconstruction. Russia has indicated it is considering participation, while several other countries, including Slovenia, have declined. Citing the Hamas-run health ministry, the BBC reports that the ongoing conflict has claimed tens of thousands of lives, with more than 71,550 people killed in Gaza since October 7, 2023. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast mist and fog to persist at some places over the Tarai region today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy over the high hilly and mountainous regions of Kosi and Gandaki province, while the weather is likely to remain mainly fair elsewhere. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly wind over the country at present, and temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 3 to 5 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 17 and 19 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Complaints filed against 5 out of 3,487 candidates ahead of March 5 House elections. Election Commission to publish preliminary list of candidates today. Central Security Committee calls for reliable and systematic election security. Cyber Police Unit activated to monitor election campaign online. National Examination Board publishes SEE routine for this year, exam postponed by 12 days due to March 5 elections. And Israeli strike in Gaza kills 3 journalists. Israel says strike targeted drone operators affiliated with Hamas. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.